Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello. The title of this program is, the title of this episode is, The Mystery of Faith Solved. The mystery of faith has been solved by the living God. Who would have thought that the faith which concerns Christ Jesus is void? Who would have thought that the faith concerning Christ Jesus is legally dead? Who would have thought that the faith concerning Christ Jesus is vain? Who would have thought that all who have believed in Christ Jesus have believed in vain? What a report. But that is the report on the faith concerning Christ Jesus. That is the report on the Christian faith, which advocates the faith which concerns Christ Jesus. What a report. Known to some and unbeknownst to others, the faith concerning Christ Jesus has been a mystery. Now it is one, it is a mystery which the living God has solved. I turn to 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. It says, they have erred from the faith. What does that statement tell us? They have erred. Erred means to do wrong. They have done wrong. They have believed that they have believed inaccurately that which they have believed is deemed false. They have erred from the faith. The phrase or the word from there, what does it mean? It means because of, by reason of. So the statement tells us, and the faith in question here is the faith concerning Christ Jesus. It is the faith which the Christian religion teaches. So they have erred, they, the people, those who have believed in Jesus, they have erred because of the faith. Did you get that? They have erred from the faith. They have erred because of the faith. They have erred by reason of the faith. The faith, belief in that faith causes people to err, to do wrong, to believe that which is untrue. This is big news because so many in the Christian religion think and believe that that which they have been taught is true, when in fact it is wrong. So they have erred by reason of the faith. They have erred by reason of those who espouse the faith, those who from whom the faith has come, which is the Gentiles. The faith is traced, of course, back to the Gentiles, alias, a.k.a. white people. All right? So that's another point that we learn concerning the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Those who believe in Christ Jesus are in error. Okay? 1 Timothy 6:21. It says, why some professing have erred concerning the faith. That's just a repeat of what I just said in bringing forth the statement. They have erred from the faith. They have erred by reason of the faith. They have erred concerning the faith. Same thing with regard to the faith of Christ Jesus. Those professing it, those believing it, have erred. So, another 2 points that we learn concerning the faith that is in Christ Jesus. The faith that has been declared vain, void, and dead, even though it lives. But it lives in rebellion to the law. The law has declared faith in Christ Jesus dead, vain. Okay. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight means to oppose, to resist, to oppose actively. So this is a commandment with regard to the faith concerning Christ Jesus, the faith now in question, the faith now being considered. Fight the good fight of faith. What does that statement say? Can it be shortened? Is it wordy? Can it be shortened? What is the basis of that statement, or what is the what does the statement say? It says simply, fight faith. Fight faith. And of course, the faith is that faith concerning Jesus. Fight faith. It is called the good fight. Okay? the good fight of. That's wordy, but yet we know, we can know what it means. Fight faith, and the fight is called a good fight. If you are fighting faith, you're fighting a good fight. And if you're fighting faith, you're fighting a faith which is already defeated. Okay? But we fight it because the Gentiles keep it alive. They keep it out there. They keep putting it out there. So we are to, what? Fight. Resist it. Oppose it. Isn't that something? Fight faith. Fight the good fight of faith. A worded statement which is reduced to two words. Fight faith. And as I said, keep in mind the faith that is being discussed here, the faith of Christ Jesus. Fight that faith. Fight that faith which has been declared vain. Fight that faith which you have believed in vain, and many that you know have believed in vain. Fight it. Oppose it. Actively resist. Contend with it. You have departed from that faith, but it's not over yet. You have departed from the faith, and you fight that faith because that faith is an enemy of yours, an enemy of your family, an enemy of your people. Faith is against you. Okay? And we can do this because now we can think, we can reason. We are a people who can think. We are a people who can act on good advice. We can receive good advice, and we can act on that good advice. Another reason we should fight faith is because it is continuously fighting us. Let's put it like that, fighting you. It is continually against you, your family, your people. The enemy keeps fighting you with it, keeps fighting your people with it, your family members, your children, your offspring. So we need to contend with the faith, fight the faith, resist the faith, oppose the faith. And we must not be, well, we must be, we should be courageous in this fight. The Bible says, be of good courage. Be courageous. Because the enemy is very courageous, very bold. He keeps putting the lie out there. He keeps teaching the lie. He keeps it before your people. So it's a fight that we must take part in. If we care any at all for ourselves, for our family members, and if we care any at all for our people. Because we do not want to see another generation come up believing the lie. We must fight faith. In order to fight the faith, we must know the faith. You know, and you can go back through these archives of recent days and get all the teaching on the faith concerning Christ Jesus. So now I say to you, study, 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 study what? Study the material I give you. That's your weapon. Know your weapon. Know your weapon. your weapon is very sure and accurate. Your weapon is infallible. You have an infallible weapon, which is the Word of God. And where does this Word of God come from? It comes from the present speaker here. It comes from the living God. It comes from me. Know your weapon. Use your weapon. Work the weapon. Huh? Work the weapon. Yes. Because, again, the enemy is steadily and boldly working his unsound, his immoral faith, which he uses as a weapon against you, your family, your people. Work the weapon God has given you and is giving. Work the weapon. Work the Word of God. Know it. And fight with it. Okay. That was 1 Timothy 6:12. We now understand these statements. Fight the good fight of faith, which is reduced to two words. Fight faith. And again, you know the faith that you are to fight. Also, we know these things now. They have erred from the faith. Those believing in Christ Jesus, they have erred because and by reason of the faith, and they have erred concerning the faith. And we fight to deliver. We fight to deliver others from the lie and from the faith that is unsound, immoral, and evil, and the faith that is against us. We fight for our lives. We fight for the truth. We fight in order to help our brethren. Okay? 1 Corinthians 2:5. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. In the wisdom of men, comma, your faith, the faith which is in Christ Jesus, should not stand. What does that mean? Men should not go on enduring faith in Christ Jesus. Your faith, the faith that is in Christ Jesus, should not continue in existence. That's the judgment against the faith concerning Christ Jesus. That faith should not continue in existence. That faith should have gone out, that teaching should have gone out with slavery. Should have gone out with slavery. Just as the Christian religion. It should, those things should have gone out along with slavery. But the Gentiles are in disobedience, and those things still appear. Okay. And the faith that is in Christ Jesus is still being taught. The Gentiles are in disobedience, and they must come into obedience. They must obey the Word of God because the Word of God still lives. It is here. It has not gone away. The Word of God has not forgotten the judgment against the Christian religion and against the faith which concerns Christ Jesus. The Word of God is not forgetful. Therefore, we should not be forgetful. Okay. So, that faith should, that faith is slated to go out of existence. That's another judgment on on the faith concerning Christ Jesus. One day, that faith will not be taught at all. And then the judgment against faith that says faith if dead will ring true. Knowing the faith, knowing your weapon, knowing why you are fighting, knowing that you are in a fight, and knowing that the battle has already been won because we already have a judgment against faith. Faith is dead. Faith should go out of existence. The Gentiles have a duty to see to it that the faith concerning Christ Jesus becomes in existence. That's the duty required of the Gentiles by the law. That's the duty the Gentiles must fulfill. But we don't wait on them to fulfill their duty. We go ahead and do that which is good. We do that which is lawful. We do that which is right. Because it's only right to do it, to depart from the faith, to withdraw from the faith, to renounce the faith, to separate ourselves from that faith. As we join one another and come into a unity among ourselves, okay, keep these things in remembrance. From the last time I spoke with you, we know now that, well, don't let me get ahead of myself. I think that's coming in about, that's coming out. Anyway, let's go to Matthew 24:11. Yes, who would have thought that all these things were in the Bible against the teaching of Jesus? Who would have thought all these things are here in the book? In the book, Matthew 24:11, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Well, that statement is already true, you know. Through the years and through the centuries, the Gentiles have deceived many with their unsound, immoral, evil faith concerning Christ Jesus. And verse 12, iniquity shall abound. Iniquity does abound. Just about anywhere you can go where there are people, the iniquity of the Gentiles teaching of the faith concerning Christ Jesus is there. Almost anywhere you go. And especially in all lands. Of the Gentiles, all occupied by the Gentiles, the iniquity of the teaching of Christ Jesus abounds. Everywhere, you see churches everywhere. And, you know, that iniquitous, the very presence of the churches of those who believe in Christ Jesus is iniquity. Presence is iniquitous. So, man, who are these false prophets? Now, don't be misled by the word prophet. False prophets, lying teachers of supposedly of Bible content, but they are liars. They tell lies of Bible. They say the Bible teaches this when, in fact, the Bible does not teach that. Matter of fact, some of the things they say the Bible teaches are the Bible is actually against. But as the faith that is in Christ, the faith concerning Christ, the Bible is the gate. And we see that repeatedly in the statement on faith. We see it repeatedly. So it's an infallible thing that the faith concerning Christ Jesus is a bad thing. It is a bad thing. to fight, to resist, to oppose that faith is a good thing. Knowing the difference between bad and good, evil and good. Knowing the difference. God gives the difference. And that which has been called good, God shows to be bad and evil for the people. So many false prophets, many false teachers, many false preachers. Who among the preachers of Christ Jesus, who is teaching false? All of them, if they teach Jesus, Savior, Lord, they are teaching falsehoods, and all the Christian teachers teach that. So all are in sin. All are liars, and I've given you scripture on that. So go back again in the archives, study the archives, learn the information, so you could be a good warrior in the battle, in the fight, in the fighting of the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Be a good warrior. Good warrior. Moving on, we go to 1 Corinthians 16:13. All right, 1 Corinthians 16:13 says this. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men. Now, these two things are in opposition. Faith here is still the faith that is in Christ Jesus. We can say that, and I'll give you another view on it. Stand fast in the faith, which is concerning Christ Jesus. And then you have quit. Quit what? Quit the faith. That is just there, stand fast. So what are you to do? Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? Stand fast in the faith, then quit the faith? How can you stand fast in the faith and quit the faith at the same time? Impossible. You do one or the other. Okay? You quit the faith that is in Christ Jesus. You stand fast in the faith coming from God. Isn't that something? Yeah. Stand fast in the faith coming from God. Faith teaching, the teaching coming from God, the faith coming from God. Quit you like men, be strong, quit the faith that concerns Christ Jesus, because you've already been instructed to what? To depart from the faith concerning Christ Jesus. You've already been instructed on that. So I gave you two ways of looking at the statement, stand fast in the faith. It could be saying stand fast in the faith which concerns Christ Jesus, or it could be saying stand fast in the faith which comes from God, the faith which I teach. Okay? If you view it as standing fast in the faith concerning Christ Jesus, then what are you going to do with the statement, the following statement that says, quit you like men? Quit what? The faith. That it just says, stand fast. So, to avoid confusion, let's put it like this. Excuse me. Stand fast in the faith which comes from God, and quit you like men, or simply quit the faith, leave the faith, abandon the faith that you have been given from, by the Gentiles, the faith concerning Christ. Stand fast in the faith coming from God. Quit, leave, abandon, forsake the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Be strong. We need you to be strong because as we speak, we are in a fight. We are in a battle. So be strong and quit the faith in question, the faith concerning Christ Jesus, and stand fast in the faith or in the teaching coming from the living God. Understand. It's all about understanding. Although churches are everywhere, many lying preachers are everywhere, all over the place, yet no understanding of Bible content has been given to the people. No understanding has been given. No understanding has come from the lying preachers. That's why they are called lying preachers. Many people, I guess, who go to church think that the preacher is going to tell them the truth of Bible content. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. The church is opposed to the truth. Now, that's really something. You would think of all things that the church, the Christian church, that church in discussion in question, being talked about, considered, the Christian church, many have thought that it espouses the truth, it advocates the truth. But we see why the church has been condemned by the law, because it teaches lies. It teaches lies. If you want to know the truth, do not go to church. If you want to get the truth, do not go to church. You won't get it from the church. Church is in opposition to the truth. But the Bible does tell you truth comes from God, and that you are to what? Receive that truth. Walk in that truth. Let that truth be your course. Be your course, the course that you take, that you choose, that you walk in. The course of truth. Yes, if you want truth, do not go to church because you will not get it at church. No wonder it is a condemned institution. No wonder the Christian religion is a condemned thing. It is condemned in the Bible. It is condemned by law. And carries no weight. Although they want you to think that it does carry weight. They want you to think that the preacher does have a foul. And in fact, he has none. Just to give a little example, who marries you, the preacher or the law? The preacher does not marry you. You get a marriage certificate from whatever, place you go to get the legal paperwork saying that you are married. The state marries you. The preacher does not marry you. That's just, as some way may know, that's just ceremonial. That's just ceremony. It carries no weight. You are married when you get the paper. The state marries people. The church does not marry anyone. It's just a ceremony. Just for show, or whatever you want to call it. The church does not have any power. It is a condemned institution. Okay, moving on. That was 1 Corinthians 16:13. So, stand fast in the faith which comes from God. Quit the faith that has come from the Gentiles, the faith concerning Christ Jesus, and be strong for the battle. We move on. 1 Samuel 4:9. Okay. First Samuel 4:9. Says, this is at the end of the verse, Let's go to the beginning, and then we'll go to the end. Be strong and quit yourselves like men. First statement in the verse. Then the last statement in the verse says, quit yourselves like men and fight. Okay? But you've already been, this is a repeat of the commandment. Okay? Because we've already been taught, fight faith. So now, and we've already been told to quit the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Abandon it, forsake it, leave it, depart it, depart from it, separate yourselves from it. And now, again, we have, be strong and quit yourselves like men. Quit yourselves like men and fight. Not depart the faith and hide, but depart from the faith and fight. Fight back. Fight back, because they are steadily fighting you and your people, your family. They are fighting your offspring who haven't even yet been born yet. They are constantly fighting. Fight back, says the word. The word of exhortation. Fight back. Fight the faith that is immoral and unsound. Quit the faith that is immoral and unsound, and be strong and fight like men. Don't quit the faith and become a coward and run and hide somewhere. Quit the faith. Fight the faith. Actively, be actively opposing the faith. Because you have those who call themselves Christians, they are always saying it. I've heard the president just this past week stand on TV and say he is a Christian. I've heard in the same week I heard another, as they call superstar, black individual, say on TV that she is a Christian. Christians, those who call themselves Christians, are always telling other people they are Christians and that they love Jesus and this and that. So they are fighting. They are fighting. They are supporting their belief, even though it is a false belief, an unsound belief, and wicked belief, and a belief that is against them. Okay, so you stand and you fight like men and not like cowards. And run, but you stand fast in the faith and the belief coming from God, and you resist the enemy. You actively oppose the enemy. You fight. You fight. You fight. We'll fight to the death. Because we'll fight for those we love. We're fighting for our people. So, we've got new information on the faith concerning Christ Jesus, and we are encouraged to fight in defense of truth. Fight and oppose the enemy. Fight and oppose, resist that which is evil. Even though we have departed from it, which is all, I guess, and not logical. You depart from it and then you fight, you know. You don't stay there. You don't stay there. You've already been commanded, separate yourselves. You've already been told to leave, abandon, forsake, turn from. Many shall turn from turn from the faith. What is that statement? What does it say in 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy 4. I'm looking it up right quick. It's not on the outline for today, but I just want to look at it. Some shall depart from the faith. Where are you in that with regard to this statement? Where are you with regard to these statements? Some shall depart from the faith, depart from evil, do good and depart from evil, forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Where are you? Where are you positioned with reference to these statements? Quit the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Fight faith which concerns Christ Jesus. Be strong. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I've already said we can think. We can think. We can hear. And we can say, wow, the Bible does say these things. And he is giving me a good understanding of the matters which he has resurrected, of the matters which he is bringing forth. He gives good understanding. He gives good understanding of Bible content in contrast to the preachers, who give no understanding of Bible content. I make the people aware of what the preachers are not doing, but they lead you to think they are doing. I make you aware. But we are told to not be hearers only, but doers of the word. What has the word told us to do? It has told us to depart from the faith. It has told us to forsake the evil, forsake the foolish, and live and go in the way of understanding. It has told us to fight the faith which concerns Christ Jesus. It has told us to quit the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Like men, be strong, stand up, quit. You realize, you see that it's wrong, you learn that it's wrong, and you say, I don't want to have any part to do with this. I'm going, I'm following God, I'm following the living God, I'm going in the way of understanding. That makes sense. You don't just hear this stuff that I teach, and you stay right there. I mean, that makes no sense at all. You stay right there in the church. You stay right there believing in Jesus. Yet you, despite hearing all of this that I bring forth, which is against the faith concerning Christ Jesus and against the Christian religion, the Bible is against the faith concerning Christ Jesus. The Bible itself, my disauthorized version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is against the faith concerning Christ Jesus. That's why I can say your faith is vain. The Christian religion is vain. Your faith is vain. You have believed in vain. This is Bible. Bible. All these things mean you've been lied to. You've been tricked. The Bible and God want you to know that you've been tricked, or your family member, some family member been tricked, your people have been tricked as a whole. What you going to do about it? You've been tricked. If you can hear this stuff and do nothing about it, you yourself been tricked, and you're still deceived. Something is still wrong. If you can hear this stuff and do nothing at all and make no change, truth, truth coming from God induces people to make a change. Truth brings you to a crossroad. You're traveling one direction. Truth comes along, and truth cuts across the direction you are going in. What are you going to do? The arrow points in the direction of truth. That's what you should do. What are you going to do? Are you going to ignore the direction? I am so glad many are doing just that. Many are departing from the faith. That's wonderful. That's good. That is newsworthy. Many are departing from the faith. Many are hearing the truth of the matter, and they are forsaking the foolish teaching and the foolish people, and they are living. They have come to a realization that they can live without Jesus in their life. Isn't that something? There is life above and beyond the fictitious character, Jesus. There is life. Choose life and live. The living God, having raised the faith of Christ Jesus from the dead and given clarity and understanding of that said faith, has brought many to a turning point. But does not Scripture demand that? 1 Corinthians 15, verses 52 and 51 say, "We shall be changed." But it doesn't stop there, verse 52. Look at verse 51. It says, "We shall all be changed." That's an end of the law. That's an end. It's not the only end. It is an end. That you be changed. The exhortation, let's see here, Hebrews 6:1 says, "Let us go on to perfection." And when that is done, the law, which says all shall be changed, will be fulfilled, because there is none who have not made the change. All have made the change, and when all have made the change, the faith concerning Christ Jesus dies. It dies because there's no one else believing it. It's left alone. Faith being alone is dead. The book of James. That's the end of Scripture. The death of the faith concerning Christ Jesus. The death of the Christian religion, which advocates and espouses the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Death is its end. Death is its lawful and legal end. Faith being alone is dead. This man's religion is vain. Again, the book of James. But man, the popes, the papacy's religion is vain. Worthless. Useless, no good. That's what the Bible says about the Christian religion. Okay, let's see here. Okay, all shall be changed. We will be fulfilled. That law will be fulfilled when all have made the change. What is the change? The answer is found in Romans 1:17. I'm turning to it. I've turned away from the unsound, immoral, evil faith concerning Christ Jesus, and now I'm turning to Romans 1:17. The question is asked, what is the change? If we all shall be changed, then what is the change? Listen. The answer is given in four words in Romans 1:17. Those four words, from faith to faith. It is a change of faith, a change of belief. Remember the statement that I gave earlier that says, It says, the one that says, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, from faith to faith, from the Christian faith to faith in the living God, from the Christian faith to faith in the living God. That's the change. That's the change. That's the complete change. If you haven't done all of that, then you've not made the change. You have not met the requirements of the law. From one faith to the other, from the unsound, immoral, evil faith concerning Christ Jesus to faith in the living God. So the change is given and decided in four words, from faith, faith, and we understand what both of those faiths are, from one faith to the other, from a evil, unsound, immoral faith to a sound, good faith in God, the living God, the present speaker. Okay. So we change from faith in the unsound, immoral faith in Christ Jesus to faith or belief in the living God. When all are changed, then the statement, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 2, all men have not faith in Christ Jesus will be fulfilled. Okay. Yes, I did add words to that statement, because the statement simply says all men have not faith. What is the faith in question here? The faith in question is still faith in Christ Jesus. All men have, when this comes to pass, this is to come to pass, all men have not faith. What faith? The faith concerning Christ Jesus. Okay? Because that is the end, that is an end of the law, when all men no longer have faith in Christ Jesus. When that faith is no longer taught, that is an end of Scripture. What is an end? An end is something that is desired or expected. Something that is called for or demanded. Okay? The end of faith in Christ Jesus is demanded by Scripture. It's called for. Okay? The end of the Christian religion is called for by Scripture. And what is the end of the Christian religion? And what is the end of faith concerning Christ Jesus? Death. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are of good report. Let me read that statement. Philippians 4:8. It says this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are, let's stop right there. Whatsoever things are true. The Christian dogma concerning Jesus, teaching that Jesus is a live individual, Jesus is coming back, Jesus is your Savior, Jesus died for your sins and this and that, that's untrue. It says whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest, the Christian teaching concerning Jesus is not honest, because it's not true. The teaching, those who teach it are deceivers. So, they are not honest. that which they teach is not honest. But the statement says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. The faith concerning Christ Jesus is not just. It's an unjust faith. Why? Because it's an immoral faith. Why? Because it's an unsound faith. But the scripture says, all things, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. What is true? The teaching coming from God is a true teaching. It's an honest teaching. I'm not here to deceive anyone. I'm here to raise you out of your deception, your deceptive state, bring you out of your deceptive state, deliver you from your deceptive state. That's what I'm out here to do. And I'm honest. I'm just. I'm right in that. Because that is good. That is good, what I do. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Truth is lovely. Lies are unlovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. The Bible, as you see in these episodes of mine on faith in Christ Jesus, the Bible does not give a good report concerning faith in Christ Jesus. Isn't that something? I repeat, the Bible does not give a good report on the faith concerning Christ Jesus. And if it does not give a good report on the faith concerning Christ Jesus, it does not give a good report on the Christian religion, which espouses and advocates that unsound, immoral, evil faith. Now, we have all of this to our advantage. We have truth to our advantage. Are we going to fight? Are we going to fight faith? First, have we all departed? Have we all departed? Today is the day of salvation. Let this be your day. Let this be your moment. Let this be your turning point. Let this time be your moment. Let this time be your turning point. Make the change. Make the change. Learn the information. Fight the truth. Stand for good and with the good. Support the good. Support the truth. So, the Bible does not give a good report on the faith concerning Christ Jesus, but it does give a good report on the faith of God. It does give a good report on the living God. Go back through the archives, search the archives, and see all that is taught on God, that the Bible teaches on God. Search the archives. Study the archives. Let the archives be your strength, your stronghold for the battle, to prepare you for the battle against the unsound, immoral, evil faith concerning Christ Jesus, which the Christian faith, the Christian religion espouses and advocates. Whatsoever things are of good report, in the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, the faith in Christ Jesus does not receive or have a good report. Neither does the Christian religion. I say to you again, let this moment, let this time be your turning point. Seize the moment. Seize the opportunity. Fight faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight good fight concerning faith is reduced to two words. Fight faith. Fight the faith under consideration, which is the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Quit the faith concerning Christ Jesus. Be strong like men, rise up and fight, rise up and learn. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Depart from evil. What is the evil? The evil is the unsound, immoral, evil faith, vain faith, which the Christian religion teaches. That's the evil. Fight the evil, love the good. What is the good? The good is the word that comes from the living God. Love the good, resist evil, fight the unsound faith, stand with and support the sound faith that comes from God, the sound teaching. The Bible says, be not faithless, but believing. Did you get that? Be not faithful, faithless. When you leave the unsound faith, you don't just leave the unsound faith, but you turn to the living God. You turn to faith in God, from faith, from one faith to the other faith. From the unsound faith to the sound faith that comes only from God. Make the move. Seize the moment. Do the right thing. Again, let this be your turning point. Tell somebody about it. Tell me about it. Let this be your turning point.